You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell. More than 30 years since fleeing Laos after the Vietnam War, many Hmong still struggle with issues of cultural preservation and identity as they forge new lives in America. Tonight, Wisconsin Public Radio airs a one-hour documentary called Bridging the Shores, which explores the challenges and the triumphs of the Hmong American community in Wisconsin. Among the stories you'll hear is one about a unique, culturally sensitive treatment center for post-traumatic stress disorder in Madison. The segment was produced by Gil Halstead.
Every morning, more than 100 Hmong senior citizens gather for a mid-morning snack in a large room in this nondescript one-story institutional building called Kashia House. Men and women are clustered in small groups, sipping coffee and munching on donuts. The atmosphere is warm and cozy.
Many of the elders, because they cannot sleep at night, they get up very early. Some get up 4:30 a.m. and they wait for Kashia House to pick them up, and they usually eat breakfast by 5, 6 a.m.
Chua Vang is a clinician at Kashia House. He says the word Kashia means relief from the stress of worrying about the safety of loved ones. With Chua Vang translating, 70-year-old Sao Her Shong says that relief means a brief respite from the real physical pain she suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD.
When she comes to Kashia House, it's a feeling that you get when you first see the sun rises over the horizon. When she comes here, the pain, the back, the ache in her joints, hands and arms disappear. So it's a place of healing for her.
That healing comes mainly from sitting and chatting with other elderly Hmong refugees who suffer the same kinds of pain. Pain that Vang says comes from their experiences fighting with Americans on the losing side of the war in Vietnam in Laos 30 years ago, and then decades of living in stark conditions in refugee camps in Thailand. 66-year-old Va Chu Vang says he fell down from the pain he was feeling when he first arrived in the U.S. Again, Chua Vang translates.
He went to see the doctors. He had physical pains, but they could not find anything wrong with his body. Since then, coming to Kashia House, talking to the staff here, it helped to explain some of the reasons why he had those pains. It helps out for him to work out some of the problems that he had personally and physically.
Va Chu Vang says another source of mental stress for older refugees is watching the traditional clan system disintegrate as the next generation of Hmong born in the U.S. lose touch with their traditions.
Many Hmong children here were getting involved in gangs, drugs, and that was a sadness for him. And it caused a lot of pain to see the community in such disarray.
Chua Vang says Kashia House offers a place to heal those wounds. And Zhao He Zhong says without Kashia House, many Hmong elders would have given up on adapting to their new life in America.
If there's no Kashia House, perhaps the elders won't be here anymore. Perhaps she will not be living anymore.
In a daily group meeting, a Kashia House intern translates for a psychiatrist who runs a group therapy session. People talk with each other about the stress of living with their past in an unfamiliar culture. Today, the topic is people's fears about ending up in a nursing home. And then the whole group tries to comfort a woman who just got news that her brother has died in Laos and she can't afford to go to the funeral.
I wish I can go.
Vang says despite the fact that the center is now a model that Hmong communities in Minnesota and California are trying to duplicate, federal funds are drying up. So now county funds, Medicaid payments, and small grants from local industries are just barely keeping Kashia House afloat. Still, Vang says he's inspired by working with the elders, and the center has become a place for young Hmong to come as well and reconnect with their traditions. For Bridging the Shores, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.
Joining us now with more is the executive producer of Bridging the Shores, Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Terry.
The Hmong have been a part of the fabric of Wisconsin for 30 years and more. Why do this documentary now?
One of the things that brought this issue to light was the fact that we had a number of instances where there were some very charged racial confrontations. Two that come to mind proved to be fatal. The confrontation up in Sayre County in 2004, where a Hmong hunter shot and killed several other sportsmen up in the woods, and then we also had the murder of a Hmong sportsman in 2007, last year. And it is an interesting point that even though the Hmong have been settling into this nation, a fair number of them in Wisconsin for more than 30 years, that we still have a lot of prejudice, we still have a lot of misunderstanding. And so kind of following up on public radio's mission to inform, educate, and enlighten, a team of producers, reporters, and sponsors from the UW system and Wisconsin Public Radio and the Hmong community thought this would be a very opportune time to address some of the cultural differences and to hopefully, you know, foster discussion and an understanding. One of the things that Bridging the Shores sets out not to be is an overall tell-all, be-all primer on the Hmong society and culture, but at least to be able to inform people that these are your neighbors, this is why they came to America, and these are some of the similarities that you can share and celebrate, and these are some of the differences that hopefully you can appreciate and respect.
Now, that story has been told many times about how the Hmong helped the United States and Vietnam, and that's why many refugees came here. But still, that message doesn't seem to be getting through, or at least it's not very well appreciated.
Yeah. Getting the word out and keeping the community informed and aware of this is a constant challenge, which surprises me in some ways because the Hmong are... Wisconsin has the third largest population of Hmong right behind Minnesota and California. But again, there seems to be kind of a segregation of culture still, even as these, you know, the members of these communities still walk the streets, share the classroom, share the bus, you know, what have you.
And the documentary airs tonight.
Tonight, 6 o'clock on the News and Classical Network, and at 7 o'clock on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Brian Bull is Wisconsin Public Radio's assistant news director. Once again, Bridging the Shores airs tonight at 6 on this station, then at 7 on the Wisconsin Public Radio Ideas Network. In the weeks and months to come, you can hear it again and take part in an ongoing conversation at our website, WPR.org. This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Terry Bell.